Cyber Scrub provides Windows-based security solutions to protect your data and secure your computer. As a matter of fact, I've been using it on this very machine right here in the studio to protect all of our inbound live email, and it's been doing a great job for us. Cyber Scrub, their president and CEO is Bill Adler. Bill, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm fine, Dave. Thank you for having us on the show, and we want to give a special hello to all of our brave soldiers listening on the Armed Forces Radio.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm glad you did just that, and they will hear it, as a matter of fact. Let me find out from you, is it really true that files, for example, that folks delete over the years from their computer can really be easily recovered using some readily available software? I mean, I know that when we think we've hit delete, it doesn't necessarily mean they're gone.
Well, they're not really gone at all, Dave, and, you know, that's something that I find that even after all these years, people are really just shocked to find out. A very quick and good analogy would be, imagine you have a library and you've taken and you've destroyed the card catalog. That's basically what happens when you delete a file. And those books are still on the shelf, and guess what? Your files are still on your computer.
And
that can really open you up to some liability at times. And sensitive information that you think that you've deleted, such as tax returns or health records, can easily be scavenged.
So no doubt Cyber Scrub has a way to eliminate that problem, or are we writing over that deleted data a number of times in order to make sure it's truly gone?
Well, that's indeed part of it. Imagine that you've got a blackboard and you've got some script written up there, and then in order to truly delete that data, you have to just take the chalk and write over it and write over it and write over it until it's not retrievable anymore. But truly, Dave, that's just really part of the problem. The other part of the problem is identifying the many, many locations that this data has been put on your computer. And
how many times do we have 9 copies of a file someplace?
Yeah.
We don't know what there's stuff in there I thought I've eliminated that I haven't gotten rid of at all.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. And but that still only addresses the data that you can access. Windows has files commonly called the locked files, which I'm sure you're familiar with, such as swap file or the paging file, and you simply can't access those files to erase them. And presents a particular issue when you're trying to secure your data.
So your software snoops all these out, I'm assuming, right?
Well, we constantly have to evolve the product to keep up with the different generations of Windows and all of the applications that we enjoy, such as the media players and Photoshop and just everything constantly seems to put new registry entries in and keys and sequesters things in different areas. So it's a full-time job just keeping up with where all this data has been stored.
I can imagine.
Yeah, for sure. And what kinds of solutions might you have that will help us with this then?
Well, we're excited to tell you that we're releasing, as we speak, the fourth generation of our flagship product. It's previously been known as CyberScrub Professional, but because of a lot of new features that we've put in, over 50 new enhancements, we've renamed CyberScrub Professional to CyberScrub Privacy Suite. And that will be available later today and certainly tomorrow for a free trial and evaluation.
Okay, terrific. CyberScrub Privacy Suite. And along those lines, one of the things I've been talking about, too, is the ability to protect ourselves with an appropriate antivirus. And you guys have that available as well. That is not only doing a great job, but saving a lot of people a lot of money.
Well, thank you so much for bringing that up, Dave. You know, we really tried to figure a way to differentiate ourselves in the antivirus market because it is becoming such a commodity. But there was a study done by AOL, I think about a month ago, that showed only 30% of all computer users have up-to-date antivirus software.
Wow, that's scary.
it's scary, but to add to that is the fact that we really feel that, without naming anyone, there's almost a cartel of antivirus vendors that have just gotten this revenue model to where they are making people pay each and every year. We just don't feel it's fair to ask people to pay every single year. It's almost a tax.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, a surcharge, and you know, of course, and they're scaring us because we've got to protect our computer, and how can you not pay this?
Right.
And then, of course, then try to take it off the computer. It makes it even more difficult. But, again, you're solving that problem with, a 5-year plan?
Well, we've pretty much come to the conclusion that the useful life of a PC, if you really stretch it, is 5 years. So our CyberScrub antivirus is good for 5 years, or what we call the life of your computer. And so, hence, we call our antivirus Lifetime Edition. And that essentially lets you put it on a machine, and then you pay for it once. And, you know, we feel that by trying to do the right thing, that people just through word of mouth will enhance our revenues, and that's just a much more equitable way of organically growing the company than trying to go back and extort fees from people year after year after year.
And it's also going to cause people to keep up to date because they don't feel like they have to keep kicking in money every year.
Oh, of course. Yeah, exactly. They're less likely to be concerned about it. Yet, I would assume that CyberScrub will make sure and stay on top of all of the viruses and all of the issues that need to be dealt with, right?
Well, if there are updates to be issued, we issue them up to once every 60 minutes. 365 days a year. So we have got some great partners in this area, and our response times just rival anyone's and beat most.
I absolutely love it, and the fact that you don't extort money from your customers.
Amen to that.
That makes a big difference as far as I'm concerned. Cyberscrub.com. For more information, you can, of course, get there by mouse-clicking their link right on our main page and on today's show.